Alrighty, in Nashville, headed towards a high expected to be around the mid-90s, a heat index a few degrees above 100. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Tennesseans have decided party candidates for November's midterms. WPLN Cynthia Abrams reports that when it comes to congressional races that touch Nashville, some of the winners were financial underdogs.
In Tennessee's 4th District, which newly includes South Nashville, Victoria Broderick nabbed the Democratic ticket, despite being out-fundraised by nearly $700,000. She'll face Republican incumbent Scott Desjarlais. In the 6th, which spans Nashville to Crossville, Democratic winner Mike Crowley overcame a cash deficit. He'll take on Republican State Rep Johnny Garrett. They're vying for a seat vacated by a gubernatorial candidate.
In the new 7th District, which makes a C-shape out of Nashville and includes Dixon, Clarksville, and Gallatin, Darden Copeland won the Democratic ticket. It's the second attempt at the seat after losing the primary in 2025. He'll face incumbent Republican Matt Van Epps in the general election. In the closely watched 5th District, Republican Congressman Andy Ogles was ousted by primary challenger Charlie Hatcher, a former Tennessee Agriculture Commissioner. Hatcher will face Columbia Mayor Chas Mulder. And Tennesseans chose Marsha Blackburn in the Republican primary for the governor's race. She will face Memphis Democrat Jerry Green. You'll find more election coverage at WPLN.org.